1994, Dookie. 2004, American Idiot. And now, 2024, Saviors. But the real question is, will this album leave as big of an impact as the others did? Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew, it's Chili here for a 5-minute review on Green Day's newest album, Saviors. Green Day are the most successful punk rock act ever, selling out arenas thanks to selling out their origins. Or at least that's the views of the OG fans of the band would have about them. The fact that the group have now been the face of two new waves of punk rock in 94 and 04 is by no small feat, and by no coincidence either. They wrote killer hooks that captivated millions, and those albums were legendary in their own rights. In fact, if I said picture what Billy Joe Armstrong is wearing, then there are only two options which tells me what era of the band you knew and grew up with. The Dookie look with t-shirt and shorts, or the 2004 look with black button shirt and tie. If you took the third option and pictured him in the nude, then I'm guessing you need to seek help, and will most likely dislike this video the second I start to criticize the album. With the opening song and lead single, The American Dream, we are exposed to what Green Day are offering, and it's akin to one of those New York hot dogs that are so renowned and phallic. A signature dish from a signature band singing about how the American Dream is killing them, which is highly relatable to me, an Australian listener. I guess we can now start to compare our Bunnings snags on the world stage of phallic foods too. Still, I get what they're trying to say here, and yeah.
True, we're so lame.
This is a solid opener track to take us by our hand and leads us perfectly into the following track, Look Ma, No Brains. That is just as good a track in a knockabout punkish tune cramped into 2 minutes. It's funny because when I heard the song Bobby Socks, I initially thought this song sounded a lot like a Weezer track, given those sappy lines about do you want to be my boyfriend or girlfriend and driving me crazy. Every time you hear the woos, you're going to think about it now too. Who knew the best track I would hear from Weezer in the last 10 years would be on a Green Day album? You know, I honestly wondered if, while listening to this album of social political quips, Green Day may have lost their sense of humour, until I heard the song One-Eyed B***ed.
I want you to play with my ding-a-ling.
This act is over!
The more things change, the more they stay the same, and this no-nonsense rock anthem was originally a demo for the Father of All Motherf***ers album, and it's odd because this song doesn't sound like shit compared to the train wreck of a record that one was. This song seems to be about mafioso, with lyrics like bada bing bada boom and making an offer that they can't refuse.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
But then again, with the clever use of double entendre, the lyrics about getting on your knees while kissing my ring and never forgetting a face as ugly as yours could be interpreted in another way, especially given the name of this track. Now, Dilemma is a track that lives up to its name because it's a song that is so inoffensively generic to the point it's not a bad tune, but it's so generic that it comes across as a ripoff for sounding like something from their 21st Century Breakdown album. In fact, it's so dissimilar, it sounds like a song two tracks earlier on this very record, and that is a shame because the following track, 1981, is an amazing tune that older Green Day fans I feel will get behind, a short and to the point fast and thrashy piece. That's what we asked for. The same can be said about their ballad Goodnight Adeline, which I don't care for, but seems to fill a need to be on every single Green Day album since Good Riddance dropped on their Nimrod record. The real problem with this album is that it suffers a massive mid-album lull, and this occurs after the song 1981 and doesn't relent until Strange Days Are Here to Stay. Susie Chapstick is going to require more than a chapstick for me, given the pain in the ass that this is one of the weaker songs on the album, and as if to prove my point, Corbett Summer made me tune out, given that it comes across as any other forgettable 80s rock sounding riffage, and it could be mistaken for a Steel Panther song with its hooks, and it even feels like it with the lyrics. Now, it's not all Bad News Bears, and this record isn't too bad, but what it does come across as is a play it safe middle of the road album by some middle-aged rock band. And this is Green Day. I mean, in the year NoFX and Sum 41 are calling it a day, we need to know the scene wasn't dying out, and this album isn't exactly doing any favours. At least Blink rose to the challenge last year, I guess. And speaking of Strange Days Are Here to Stay,
died,
Who knew the day when this strange alien departed this world would be the day that we start acting strange and alienate ourselves? And this feels compounded by the witty lyricisms Billy offers us on the following track, Living in the 20s.
When I wasn't your age, I wasn't my age!
Yeah, that clip hits a nerve these days. Eventually, this album limps to a close with the next few forgettable tracks, and after a 46-minute runtime, it closes on the insightfully somber, slow-paced song, Fancy Sauce. Overall, I would give this album a score of 6 million chilies on the spicy scale, with my favourite tracks being The American Dream is Killing Me, Look Ma No Brains, and 1981. Keep an eye out next month as I discuss the Dookie album in depth on an episode of Retro Review, so hit subscribe and stay notified if you want to see that. As for this album, well, I can't say it was hugely disappointing, given the low bar they had set with their previous efforts. In fact, if Billy Joe had merely plugged his guitar into his own ass and proceeded to shit himself, it still would have been better than their father of all motherfuckers record. So I feel it's safe to say we shouldn't compare the pair. Instead, what we have is an album with a few decent songs interlaced with a few turds. Remember, if you dislike this video, then I know you want to see Billy Joe in the nude, and I can figure out just how many deviants watch my channel. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.